critical point of this book. This is the final book. Means everything was told and explained and all that, and for years we studied it. Then we write the final book, and it is started long time ago. Now we are at the end of it. We are in the final story, which is the final point that Rumi makes for you. What is he talking about? You. And what should you do, right? Okay. The final point is very clear and obvious. Your motivation comes in a bizarre way. One of the best way to make you to do something is to prohibit it. To tell you don't do that. Don't do it. Why? It's human nature. That's the animal nature. So, the final story is about the king, a good king, who is dying and advises his children, three sons, do whatever you wish, you have all this, I leave you everything, but don't go to that place. What will happen? The guy died, and these people, all three of them together, have decided to go there. Today we have a long paragraph of the discourse before they start. This is a paragraph explaining that okay, they hesitated a little bit and thought about it a little bit, but they gave up. The first one, the big one, at the end of this paragraph, will say that, okay, I cannot stand it anymore and I'm going to go there. Nothing happens. But we have a long, long paragraph to explain what? To explain motivation here. How you are motivated. Because we are talking about the path which should be chosen. And it's not easy, it takes time and energy and everything, right? And we suggest that who will start this? Blank. Somebody who doesn't know anything about this should decide to live that normal life he had before and transform to a better human being. Right? This is the goal. How does it start? Ask yourself, how did you start to study this? Why did you start it and how?
Curiosity.
A lot of stuff happens and influence you without you noticing them even. One day, somewhere, somebody is talking about something. Suddenly, it turns. Because curiosity is deep down in all of us. And when I said all of us, I didn't mean the human being. All the living creatures, because that's the meaning of life. The meaning of life is some animal who is trying his best. When the animal is born, does he have a choice where to be born and how and none of that? Why are you here? Those man and a woman, they may not decide even to have a child, but she's here. You understand that? With you are a winner of a big lottery, one in almost 500 million sperm, and one is you. The rest disappeared. Why? These are the thing to think about. First of all, to understand that you started with winning a lottery, and after that, every single moment of your life, you are a winner, so you are alive. Because how many children will die in the womb of the mom? That's what it is. So we come here not blank. When somebody comes to the life, it's not blank. The animals, the butterfly who is born one day here, he knows that the winter is coming and we have to go down there in Mexico. There is a forest, they go there. And the butterflies who go there are not the butterfly who has been there or know the place. Couple of generations, they are here. Then one generation will go there. How? These are all the questions about life and why you're here. Let's hear the motivation now. These are three guys who know what they are doing. They know that because of curiosity, they are going to put aside the advice of the lovely father and go and seek what is this. Peter.
How, after they had stayed in hiding and tarried patiently for a long while in the capital of China, where the emperor was enthroned, the eldest lost patience and said, "Farewell, I will go and present myself to the king. Either my feet will bring me to the object of my quest, or I will lose my head there as my heart. Either my feet will bring me to the object of my quest and desire, or I will give away my head there as my heart." And how the good advice of his brothers was of no avail. "O thou that chidest those in love, let them alone. How shouldst thou direct a band which God has led astray?" And so forth.
What was that? First of all, let me translate it. Normally, the readers of this book who are Iranians, they don't read a couple of things here, because there are some verses in this title, poetic verses coming from somewhere else, and they are in Arabic. So the Iranian, they don't get it. Even the students that are listening to Rumi, they don't know Arabic that good. But when Rumi is enchanted, he will let it go. Here, he is agitated because he wants to talk about the motivation, something that moves human being. Yes.
The elders said, O my brethren, from waking, this soul of mine is on the verge. I have become reckless. I can endure no more. This endurance has set me on fire.
Okay, first of all, endurance, I don't know. What does that mean, endurance? Because the word is patient. He's talking about sabr. Because if you don't have that patience, that feeling, then what? Then you do no matter what? No, we are talking about the people who are conscious and they are waiting. They are patient to wait for something. But there is a limit. The patience has a limit. That is the critical point. The first one will confess that my patience is over. So, I have to go. What about the other two brothers? That's the point. When somebody wants to do something, what do? You nag about it. We know that all three of them will go. But now the first one wants to go, those other two will lecture. This is how it works. Because you are not alone. During the so many verses we talked about it, that you are not lonely. You are not alone. You know why? I can prove it to you. Think. What do you do when you think? You are talking to yourself. Language. That's the meaning of our life over there. Because you are thought so. Education. Education is a part of our life which will bring us together. Without this language, we will be like other animals. We don't understand each other. But the language is this. We are listening to somebody who died 800 years ago. What is with us? This is how it works. Yes?
My strength is exhausted by this fortitude. My plight is a warning to lovers. I am weary of my life in separation. 'Tis hypocrisy to be alive in separation. How long will the anguish of separation from her be killing me? Cut off
okay,
my...
Now here he's talking about separation. The word is not separation, is firaq. Firaq is the base of the difference. Firaq means missing the beloved one who is not here. That's simple. He will say, because of that firaq, because I am motivated and inside I want to do this, all my effort is to control my activity, right?